After taking the lead in a new federal gun buyback pilot program, the Cape Breton Regional Police are now tight-lipped on the program's results. The 6-week pilot test program wrapped up 2 weeks ago. The program urged local gun owners to turn in weapons that have been marked prohibited by the federal government 5 years ago. Regional Police Chief Robert Walsh spoke in Ottawa about their excitement to be involved in the pilot program, but their involvement drew criticism from gun-owning citizens, many of whom chose to protest the pilot program outside the regional police headquarters in Sydney in October. However, now that the pilot program has ended, both the regional police and federal government have gone silent on the program they had championed. Following a meeting of the Cape Breton Regional Municipality Police Commission, Walsh was asked about the results of the program, but refused to discuss them.
Anything in relation to the pilot is a matter of the federal government. You'd have to direct your inquiries to them. I'm not at liberty to discuss the project because it's the federal government's project. So everything in relation to that, you'll have to ask them.
He said he had been directed by the feds not to discuss the results. Coast 89.7 News reached out to the Department of Public Safety, who were in charge of the project, but did not receive a response. However, the chair of the CBRM Police Commission, District 6 Councillor Glenn Perouche, was able to offer some insight into the results of the pilot program.
I've heard that they did have some success, but I didn't get a total number on the guns. No. Unofficially, I heard that there was 10 to 22 collected. It tells me that there are some people out there that wanted to pass in guns. What it says for the potential project itself, I honestly can't comment on that until I talk to the chief and get the actual numbers on it.
He discussed bringing the discussion on the program's numbers to the commission.
In hindsight, it definitely could have been something that we added to the agenda just to get a comment from the chief. So it could be something that we could see on the December agenda if that's what the general public want on there. That we can make that happen.
He also spoke about the public's interest in the program.
I'm getting some questions from people. I've gotten more emails on what the numbers were. So yeah, definitely it's a hot button topic. So we'll see if we can get the proper comments.
Meanwhile, critics of the program are reacting to the unofficial number of weapons turned in. Anna Manley is a lawyer, business owner, legal gun owner, and was the candidate of record for the Conservative Party of Canada in the Sydney-Glace Bay riding in the last federal election. Manley has been vocal about her opposition to the pilot program and shared her reaction to the silence from regional police and the unofficial number of weapons turned in.
I'm not surprised that the federal government told them not to talk about it at all. I'm very proud of our island and the firearms community here that not more people turned in their guns. If it ended up being 10 guns, I am incredibly proud.
Manley says she wants to see the program dropped entirely and more focus on illegal firearms coming from the United States. Manley's comments were echoed by the Port Morian Wildlife Association, who have also been vocally opposed to the gun buyback program. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.